Hi everybody, I'm at the PostgreSQL stand and I'm talking to...
This is Robert Evans.
Hi Robert, how are you doing?
Doing good, yeah, how are you?
Not too bad.
Can you tell me what PostgreSQL is?
PostgreSQL is an open source relational database management system coming out of a project at Berkeley University became open source and it's been picked up by an international community worldwide and being sponsored by many, many different companies. And it's essentially owned by nobody in the same way that Linux is not owned by anybody. So it's a true community product.
Okay, very good. And how many developers are involved and what language is it written in?
Okay. It's written in C. How many developers? Hundreds. I mean, many, many, many. Yeah. So we got a core team. We got a hacker team. We got a lot of people around it as well. So we being involved or being employed by different companies from different backgrounds. Yeah, that project. Yeah.
Are there any full-time developers in a PostgreSQL building, or is it people working for HP who are contributors?
Yeah, it's working people working for like NTT in Japan, but also consultancy companies like Enterprise DB, Second Quadrant, etc. But also like VMware also provided code for the project as well. So there are many, many different companies that are involved in the development of the project. So yeah.
Okay, very good. And it's becoming quite popular now to run it in the cloud. It seems to be. So how would you suggest that people would best deploy PostgreSQL in the cloud?
In the cloud. Well, most cloud providers actually have Postgres in the cloud. So Amazon has a Postgres service. There are also other specifically SaaS providers that provide Postgres as a database as a service, essentially, like CitusDB, like Heroku, and there are many others.
What has made PostgreSQL the de facto choice there for that?
The de facto choice.
It seems to be extremely popular. Why is it so cloud friendly? Didn't obviously start
right.
Cloud like.
Yeah. Well, cloud friendly. I mean, like Amazon actually changed the code a bit so to adapt it to their environment and to their services. I mean, the whole source is open. It's a sort of a BSD license. It's actually PostgreSQL license, which is even freer than the BSD license. So it's essentially just you can do with it whatever you want.
So a friendly license, open source code, a lot of people using it. Amazon supports it. If Amazon supports it, everybody else has to support it.
Exactly, yeah.
So a win-win for everybody.
It's definitely a win-win, yeah.
And where did the logo come from?
The logo? Actually, we got two logos. The elephant logo... I think it comes from, or at least the name,
It's fine, where did you go? Our recording device has just fallen down, my backup recording. But we're going to keep going and I will not edit. No, we never edit.
Right, exactly. Okay. Not sure where the elephant comes from. Might come from our Russian developers, but definitely the name of the elephant, Slonik. Which is Russian, comes from Russia. We got a bunch of developers in Russia, coming from the Moscow University. Now they're actually got their own companies, and it's really booming in Russia now as well. But in Japan, we have the turtle, because the elephant has a different meaning there, because there was a group using the elephant, and there were kind of terrorist group, so there's
not good.
Yeah, that's not good. It was a sarin attack in Tokyo with them, so it's not good. Yeah. So they got the turtle, but the elephant is the official sort of international logo.
So is there anything cool coming up this year that we need to be aware of? Or
this year we're going to have version 10, so we're going to go from 9.6 to 10. There's a lot of work being done on logical replication right now. and many new features, and the community is also growing. We got some really nice conferences coming up, like in New York. In Europe, we're going to be in Warsaw in Poland in November. And it's really booming, development-wise, but also community-wise. So.
Okay. And you just are just a member of the community, or do you work for a consultancy company or something?
I'm actually self-employed. I'm a developer, and so I use Postgres. But there are core members here that actually code on the project. So we're a wide variety of people. I mean, we're users, we're consultants, we're core developers here, and spouses as well. So yeah, so everybody's
family of her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for taking the time, and have a great show.
Sure. Thank you.